Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 12th AM in the radio.com app. 26-13. Packers lose last night, week two of the NFL preseason, week two of the Matt LaFleur era. We'll hear from the Packers head coach in about 25 minutes from right now. He spoke after watching the film, and that's really when you want to talk to these guys, right? Because you want to be able to see the film, and before he looks at it, you guys know this, playing in the NFL, Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson, the first response, the stock answer is, I haven't watched the film yet. Hey, how did you think DeShone Kizer looked last night? Well, we're going to watch the film, see what we can do. Can't necessarily make any determinations yet. I haven't necessarily really watched the film yet. So we'll see what happens. So we hear from him after he's checked out the film, and he can make his honest assessments of what those backup quarterbacks looked like last night as they start. Aaron Rodgers sits out due to back tightness. We find out about 45 minutes before game time that Aaron wasn't going to play. So, Gary, you got a good look at Tim Boyle, and he got an established look last night. 12 of 21, 107 yards. We'll start right there on who made an impression on you last night. Did Tim Boyle or DeShone Kizer separate themselves at all from each other?
No. No, those two did. I mean, I came into this game last night, thought that maybe they had took a step forward, both of them, and granted, Baltimore's playing frontline players, right, and they're coming. But that's what's going to happen when they fill in for Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, they failed the test. They didn't look good at all. I mean, I don't know what the Packers are going to do. I suppose you resign yourself to think if Rodgers get hurt, it's a wrap anyway. Is that what you resign yourself to?
It appears that most likely that's what all Packer fans have opened themselves up to, but also that's because the injuries that have kept Aaron Rodgers out, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, they've been more catastrophic injuries. They've been a broken collarbone. They've been, you know, a fracture in the leg, and we thought that was going to be out for multiple weeks. If he misses 2 weeks with a hamstring pull, that's what you're looking for a backup quarterback to come in and keep you at 1-1, and it doesn't necessarily appear that either of these guys are going to be able to do that for you in the regular season.
No, it doesn't. And so that's the thing of it. I mean, not everybody's going to get a Nick Foles, right? And that's what you're looking for. You're trying to get to the playoffs, and you're hoping that – but not every team has that. So in order for the Packers to move forward, they're going to either have to go – I think you're right. Where is that proven veteran right now? Where is he sitting? Unless they go trade for one. It just seems like the days of the – Doug Petersons of the world are far and few and in between right now today's NFL.
Because there's a lot of impatience, and you see it even in college football, man. Like, look at Justin Fields. He's going to be the quarterback for Ohio State this year. He was there for 1 year down in Georgia, didn't see that he was going to start in the next 2 years, transferred out, go and find another place to go. Mm-hmm. It appears that most people, if you're going to be in a position where you could be a backup for a long time, that you'll go and try to choose elsewhere and see if you can play on a lesser team. Who did make an impression on you last night?
I would say last night, for me, obviously, I think Jake Kumerow stood out once again. On the defensive side of the ball, I was surprised that they got walked defensively. I mean, they just got the ball ran right down their throat. That surprised me. Defensively, I was looking for Gary. Still looking for him.
I saw Rashawn Gary get sucked inside on a sweep onto the right and not keep any contain. That was the McSorley keep on, I believe it was 4th and 1.
I would say, once again, J.K. Scott had another great day.
He can kick that thing.
Well, he wasn't last year, but that's the guy we saw in Alabama right there.
Five, you know, like over a 5.
Yeah, that's the guy we saw in Alabama right there.
That's a defensive stat.
Yes.
So he's definitely a defensive.
But for me, it's just Kumaron.
On the defensive side, Leap 36, who impressed you last night?
Hey, man,
who made an impression on you? Because it can be a positive or a negative. Rashawn Gary definitely did make a negative impression, I think, on a lot of Packer fans last night.
I don't know about that. He's not here for production. He didn't come in for production. He came in to free up other guys to make plays. He is not the guy going to come in and get you, you know, like the D4 types. They're going to get you 10, 11, 12, 13 sacks. I don't think he's here for that. I think he's here to be, you know, a piece of the puzzle. And with how high they took him, that yet to be determined. But Kiki, he impressed me.
And Kingsley Kiki was playing hard.
He was right strong. He was strong. Yeah. You need that. And I'm going to tell you something. Number 97, they better pay him. Because nobody can block him one-on-one. Kenny Clark, for his size, is amazing.
He's starting to come into his own a little bit, isn't he?
The guy's amazing.
He had 4 tackles, 3 solo, and I think he played like 2 series.
He was just throwing guys around. And it's hard to see it on TV sometimes, you know, if you don't have that HD curve like I have, you know. But I will say this, though. I was looking at the secondary. Tony Brown's your starter. Okay, quit playing around. He's your starter. Name him a starter and have the other guys come get him. Get your hands on balls. He's not scared. Go up there. I mean, Jair Alexander had a chance to separate himself. Lamar Jackson threw you a pick. Catch it and get them toes down. Catch it. Threw it right to you. That's how you separate yourself. And then 26, you knew they were going to go after him. I thought he played good. Okay? I thought he played good. 31, tackling is an issue on 1 or 2 plays, but a couple other plays he tackled well. 31 is just smart, man. You can see he's smart. You have to have that as safety. So there's a number of guys that impressed me, but now you'll get a chance to see it with Oakland, because Oakland's going to go play action. They're throwing it deep. So now you've got all the physical wear and tear on these guys. Now you're going to see can these guys defend down the field? And I thought Savage did that, and I'm okay with it. But number 40 to me and 44, these guys, they're going to have an opportunity with Owen Burks. Not there. But 50 looked good. But I didn't want him out that long, though, man. 1 or 2 tackles, get out. I need you out. Let me look at these babies. I need to know these backups because this is your special teamers. Because special team last year, they were just not very good.
Sure. 414-799-1250. Who made an impression on you? Before we get to Steve, let's get Joel on the south side. Joel, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So, hey, buddy.
To me, going out of the box here, the player that made an impression on me was Rodgers. And Gary, man, we've gone back and forth on this. So I saw guys getting open because of scheme, something that I haven't seen under McCarthy. Under McCarthy, it was like, hey, beat your guy. Here's why Rodgers had to extend the play a lot of times. So now if you have people getting open on scheme, open on time, I think Rodgers will be the guy to get the ball to them. So Kaiser, Boyle, the fourth-string quarterback, Wilkins, like, they're not Rodgers, obviously. I think Rodgers will be getting the ball to them, and then when you need it, he can extend the play because he is that guy.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So you think Rodgers, when he sees a guy run a slant and a guy run a flat, two guys are on the slant and the flat wide open, but he see 17 breaking long.
Back door.
The back door. He's breaking. Now he's not covered, but he's breaking. You say he'll bypass that and dump it in the flat?
That's my hope, Leroy. Seriously.
Okay, that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Hold on.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
I hope what we saw the last 2 years was somebody who we've deemed the villain. I say we. Gary may be the ringleader in deeming Rodgers the villain. And you're not wrong, Gary, but what I'm saying is I think he had to be the villain in order to get the problem out of town.
That's a pass.
I think McCarthy was the problem, okay? The game has passed him by. He's relying on beat your guy, not scheme. Well, the game has evolved to, hey, scheme has got to be what gets you open, right? So not just beat your man. So I think he will be a company guy moving forward And I don't think Rodgers will be the problem. And if Rodgers won't be the problem, if he'll be Rodgers, you got a top five quarterback now with scheme and hopefully a defense.
Joe, did you listen to Ben Fennell yesterday?
Dude, I heard you, and I heard how much you were you loved what you were hearing. I know.
Well, let me just say this. It was unprovoked. I mean, I didn't ask Ben to come on and say that.
I know.
You know that, right?
But you loved what you were hearing because
Doubt about it. I mean, no doubt about it because that's the same stuff that I've been saying. I love it when someone else says it unprovoked. So I guess what has to happen, Joel, is that we'll have to wait and see how this season plays out. And see what happens. We won't know until, because everybody got their wish. I mean, right, McCarthy's gone. And so now Rodgers has a new slate, so to speak. And if you heard Ben, and Ben is right, it is about scheme. And he says that this scheme works. It looks good. And Rodgers just doesn't have to make stuff up. So we'll just have to see if Rodgers stays within what the scheme is. We don't know.
Gary, I will 100% co-sign with you if after this year, Rodgers is the same guy. I will 100% co-sign with you. My thing is, I think Rodgers had to be the villain in order to get the problem out. He could have easily have demanded a trade, but he stuck with it. He became the villain in order to get rid of the problem. But I will 100% agree with you if he is that same villain after this year.
Appreciate the call, Joe. And that is a lot
of
his understanding.
That Aaron was point shaving?
He's saying that he was
playing bad or doing his own thing just to get McCarthy out.
That maybe he was suggesting and making it a little bit known that he wasn't necessarily happy with some of the things that were being done in Green Bay last year. So
he threw his boss under the bus.
Let people know about it.
Right.
He threw his boss under the bus to get him fired. That's what he's saying. Right? That's what he's saying, right?
I mean,
that's what the caller said?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it sounded like that's what he's saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is fine. I mean,
not fine with nobody trying to get nobody fired, man. You don't do that.
But that's what people were saying last year when it was happening. It was being discussed on this show. Yeah. We were all saying it, and now a listener just said the same thing that listeners were saying last year during
Joel
the season.
Joel is my guy.
It's different than what everybody else said last year.
That's the way he
it's the
put
same
it.
Thing everybody's
nobody put it the way he just put it. That's why it intrigued me.
Okay, well.
Wendy's Big Show here, 105.7 FM, the Fan, 12DM, and the radio.com app. Who made an impression on you last night? 414-799-1250. We'll get Ryan Wood's assessment at 448. Wendy's Big Show's back well after that here on the Fan.
Obviously, the interception was huge. I was real happy about that, but most of the game, at the end of the day, I need to get back in the film room, improve where I need to, get back in my playbook, align better, tackle better, fill gaps better.
That's Curtis Bolton. Curtis Bolton had himself a nice night, got himself in the stat sheet, interception also. Led the team in tackles last night in a Packers 26-13 loss to the Baltimore Ravens. Six total, three solos, and one TFL for a rookie, Curtis Bolton. He stood out to leap 36, but who made an impression on you? 414-799-1250. Before we get back to the phone call, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Last night, who were the ones that were impressing, or maybe a lack thereof, to you?
Guys that made impressions to me. I told you I was worked up over Bolton, the linebacker. I want Summers to start at the inside linebacker position.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's where I'm at. Just put him next to Blake Martinez, and let's call it a day, and that is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't impressed with what I saw from the Smith guys at outside linebacker. I mean, do something, please. Somebody do something. Preston Smith, I don't – you think this? He is just – he's long, obviously, but he's very – almost like robotic and stiff. He's very stiff. Holy crap. Again, I don't watch a lot of Chiefs football, but he is – that's one thing from me watching him play. I'm like, boy, he is not a very fluid athlete. He's very, very stiff dude. That's going to be a tough get coming from the outside there. Za'Darius Smith, okay, we'll see. We'll see what kind of actions he brings once we get in the regular season. Definitely more of an athlete than Preston Smith is from that standpoint.
No doubt about it.
But if you took Preston Smith and you put his hand in the dirt, you think?
I think so. I think that's where those guys. I don't think we've seen everything.
Well, no.
I think Preston Smith. I think that's what you're going to see him pay dividends at. I think he'll be one of the four guys that you're going to have put in hand, and you have a good rotational base going on. I don't think he's a guy that can just do it.
I'd rather look at Fackrell outside coming from over there.
All that, but I don't think he can do it by himself.
Sure.
No. Yeah,
he needs to be part of a four-man package in the scheme, right?
Scheme. I think scheme he can do well.
I'm really excited to see them both with the stunts on the same side. If you line up both of the Smiths on the same side, and they really like stunting Za'Darius from the inside out. Mm-hmm. I know in Baltimore they did a lot of that. You can scheme those guys open, mm-hmm. at least in passing downs on that side.
Well, if you see that, now you may see what we see in the Riverside. They're going to go to the other side. If you got both Smiths on one side, I want to see how good the other side is now. So it has to be almost like a you can line up like a disguise. He has to go over there once the quarterback get into the cadence and go over there. Because if I'm a quarterback and see Bo Smiths over here, and I see 52 by himself over here with 51, that's where the ball's going.
Somebody that's going to have to play for them this year, and they made that determination when they cut Mike Daniels, is Montrevious Adams.
That's where I was going next. Yeah, I don't. What do you expect from Montrevious Adams exactly? Because he didn't do
anything.
He just dances. I don't. What do you all see?
Yeah.
Well, one pass deflection last night. Got the hands up. Knew it wasn't going to get there.
Just dances. Doesn't look like he gets much of a push. Doesn't do much anything. He's
in better shape. That's a start. That means commitment, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's already in itself is a bunch. You can work with that. So it's and a lot of these guys' roles aren't defined yet. What they want. You know, the Dean Lowry's, you know, the Lancaster, the Kiki's, they don't really know the role yet because you don't know what package you're going to even start with Chicago.
But
that's going to carry over
to
next week.
But their role is defined in the sense that they are going to have to play snaps and big-time snaps.
Well, how many, though? Because they're going to have packages, you know? You just don't know how many. They started in base, which was shocking to me. They started in base defense. But they didn't stay in it a bunch because out of base defense, it's easy to kind of find out who's going to blitz. It's hard for a quarterback to know who's blitzing when you put like five guys out there and they're all athletes. But you can only do that a few times.
But Leroy, once you last night, I'm going to talk about RD. So weren't you surprised how we got walked back last night?
Yes. Yeah, they had a couple long runs right up the middle. That's what I was concerned about with Mike Daniels. Wasn't there that, you know, and they don't have big linebackers in the middle. 40's not big, 44 is not big. No. These guys.
Blake's not all that big.
No, they got no thumpers.
No, so they're going to have some guys tie some guys up. And that's where the Lancaster type is going to have to tie up two guys so your lineman can flow. And you got to make that tackle. And we talked about that earlier in the show. You can listen to our podcast to help. I talked about that as well as the other guys about the tackling because I think that was pretty much the headline. There was an argument how many missed tackles it was. I'm like, the coach said it was 9. One guy said it was 25 or whatever, but they're going to have to stop the run. So that was a good test for him last night. But Mark Ingram, you see what they want to do with him, run the football. But you know what, another guy who really impressed me on offense was the other kid, the running back, number 34.
Yeah.
He looked pretty smooth.
Yeah, all can move the ball. He can move.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I like him.
T is in Milwaukee. He's up on the Wendy's Big Show. Hey, T.
T, what's up?
Yep. About the tackling.
Oh, this
is Trav.
Trav, did you call again?
Yes.
It's okay.
Hey.
He tricked us.
Hey, Trav, hold on. Wait. Trav, you got to make sure you give us your real name and not, you know.
Okay. Well, I called in because about the tackling thing, though. Right?
Okay, go ahead.
What do you think?
No, I mean.
Isn't this his second time?
Yeah.
We got rule on the show. You can't be calling twice.
Yes, he got a good time. Go ahead. You got
go
it
ahead.
This time.
Go ahead.
You got it.
Hey.
Yeah.
But the tackling, right? I mean, you know.
Oh, my God.
Like you and Leroy, right?
Yeah, me and Leroy.
Everybody who played, you know, you wrap them up. You take your mess across them and put them down, right?
Yeah, head across the bow, Trav. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, who's screening calls back there,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, go ahead, Trav.
Go ahead, Trav. Finish.
I mean, if you try to do that, they leap over you.
Right. Yeah, they can't leap. Like Lambo leap, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
He likes that.
I mean, what's the difference? I mean, it's like Clay Matthews last year or whatever. Yeah, I mean, they're probably nervous.
Yeah, hey, sure they are.
Okay,
see you,
thanks, Trav. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, T.
Yeah,
T.
J&J Contractors.
Came in as T.
Man, who's screening calls?
My good friends over at J&J Contractors. Jason, this guy you guys want to talk to, J&J Contracts. Leroy, if you want to do something to your house, you know, renovate your house.
Livable space.
Remodel your house, remodel your kitchen,
yeah.
Countertops, kitchen cabinets, you know, livable space. I mean, you're not talking about livable, just add on to your house. If you want
island, gut out. Kitchen, that's what I need.
You want to gut out your basement and maybe you want to add a bedroom in your bed. Because, you know, I did that.
Yes.
Yeah. I put a bedroom. You know, we had that other kid.
It's cooler down there.
Yeah, I had the other kid and we put a finished basement down there and complete with a bathroom, full bathroom.
A nursery
bedroom,
so you can do your feed the baby?
Through another livable space down there so, you know, Jared could have somewhere to, you know, play video games and all that stuff. And then when I kicked him out the house.
You didn't kick him out. He left.
Well, yeah, he left. I should different. Say well, he left.
He left.
He did leave.
Some kids you got to kick out.
Yeah. Start working for the Bears.
Well, like 34.
That's when he came back. Yeah, that's when he left. We started working for the Bears.
That's when you kick him
well,
out.
Well, no. When he started working for. Yeah, no, I did kick him out and start working for the Bears. Yeah.
No, even with the Packers, he was out.
Yeah, well, he came back.
Yeah, but it was just a stop.
Well, go check my good friends out today at J&J Contractors. That's for Jason to help you build more livable space inside your house.
We'll hear from Al LaFleur before Ryan Wood at 4:48. We're back well before that. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
I'll have to go back and look at it, but I thought the two runs that we popped, I thought, you know, again, I'll have to go back and look at it and see if it was worth turning in.
There were some holding penalties, or were there? That was from Matt LaFleur. He believes that some of that could just be nerves. That could definitely be. Young players trying to make a cause, trying to make a team.
Babies.
They're going to make some mistakes. That's absolutely true. And the Packers made quite a few of them yesterday as they lose 26-13 to the Baltimore Ravens week two of the NFL preseason. 414-799-1250. Who made an impression on you for good or for worse last night from the Green Bay Packers? 414-799-1250. 2-4 Packers, Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler, I'm Baby Tausch, and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer in here as well.
Bill.
Tony is in Greendale. He's up on the Fan.
What's
Hi, Tony.
Are you sure?
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Tony.
What's up, Tony?
You know, I hung out last night and was watching the game, and they looked tired, and I didn't see that like they really wanted to be there. It was more like just going through the motions, and Jake Kumerow was the one that I was impressed with, though. I think he's got to make this team.
Oh, he's got to make it, Tony.
And then one question I got for you, Gary and Leroy, because you know you played.
Yeah.
I don't know when you. Let's say you scrimmage a team like they scrimmaged the Texans last weekend.
Right.
I'm sure it's got to be more intense, right, than a regular practice.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
But some of these guys, these rookies or whatever, some of these guys they're looking for somebody's head, like happened a few times.
No doubt.
Just to make an impression.
Right.
Does that like zap you? Like it's like because it's just practice, and then you have your regular practice, and then you play your preseason game, and you know you played all right, but then you know then. You think that wears on him over time that the team is kind of tired?
Tony, you got a good point there. I mean, and thanks for your phone call. That's a very intelligent call there, Leroy.
Yeah.
You have a good point. But the first game, you didn't play 26 guys, I think it was, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not buying it. I had two-a-days.
I think some of the guys in the 60s had three-a-days.
You know, maybe they are tired, but you're right. That extra practice with Houston does ramp it up a little bit more. But still, I felt like that Coach LaFleur gave those guys, the front line guys, rest in that first game.
Did you feel that? Did you think that they looked tired last night?
No, I just thought they got their tails whooped last night.
Okay, so you just thought they got beat.
Yeah, I just thought they got their tails whooped.
Yeah,
and here's the other thing, too, Bill, and you don't know. And we don't know what we don't know because we're not on the inside. But all of a sudden, your whole offensive squad were looking for Rodgers to play and a defense. And then now, at 5:15, he's not playing. That affects the team. You know, morale a little bit. Thinking 12 going to go out there and do it. He's not there. I think that affects you a little bit.
Sure. Absolutely can.
Leroy,
you told the story about Brett knowing he was getting dressed. You guys had a chance to win every single game.
Yeah. Every time I saw 92-4 getting drafted, I'm like, we're going to probably win. That's what cuz.
What about 36? Win 36.
Well, you know me. I look in the mirror. I'm excited.
Mike's on the south side. He's up on the Fan.
What's up, Mike?
Mike, what's happening, man?
guys and Trav. I hate to go off script, but I wanted to get my call in before Trav calls back and fills up the last hour.
Hey, Mike, we're going to hang up on you in a minute.
I'm not picking on him. Okay.
That's our guy. We love him.
Sparky's right.
What's Sparky right about?
Freshman quarterback.
What?
At Wisconsin. Alabama and Georgia can get away with it because they got a blue chipper.
Behind him.
He's going to be gone in 2 years.
Behind him.
Now, my question is for Gary and Leroy. Because of this watered-down training camps, no pads, you got injuries, concussions, you think they lose that technique of tackling a little bit? And then 7 weeks later, it's like, okay, go get them, boys.
No, sure. Coastal Floor has already come out and said, well, we're going to go back. We're going to ramp up the tackling.
Right. But at the beginning, it's so vanilla. Now, Gary, when you were in training camp?
Yes, sir.
You were hitting every day, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
How many games did they win, though?
Eight.
Well, I thought they should have,
We won eight. We're 8-8 every year.
I'm not going down that road.
Well, don't you go down that road.
Come on, Mike.
No, all right, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Okay.
Love that guy.
That's your buddy. You know what, Billy? You seem a little annoyed. So.
Yeah, Steve, what's wrong with your boy today?
A little bit. I'm just trying to get to Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Press Gazette. I'm just trying to listen to Ryan Wood talk about what he saw last night.
I want
to
hear from him.
What he heard from Matt LaFleur when he's Big Sean 105.7 FM,
Steve,
the fan.
What's wrong with this guy?
1250 AM and the radio.com app. I haven't had any Robert specialty meats, so maybe I'm just cranky.
That's probably it or something else. All right, we're honored to have Robert Specialty Meats at our 13th annual WSSP charity golf outing on September 25th. But you don't have to wait until then, Billy, to experience what great tasting fresh meat from this old-time butcher shop is all about. Billy, make this weekend one to enjoy all the different options from Robert's, like hand-cut USDA steaks.
Oh, man.
Rhyme beef tenderloin.
Make mine well done.
Nobody asked you.
Oh, no blood. I want it like a hockey puck.
Gourmet burgers, pork tenderloin, and several tasty flavors.
All that, I want it all well
done. And plenty more. Even if there's some raindrops this weekend, Robert's ribs on a stick are an easy choice. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce, or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue garlic parmigiano Door County cherry flavors all ready to heat up. Serve in just minutes. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT.
He's a great guy, too.
Roberts is. I agree. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood Smoked B-Sticks or Jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons for the best in meats. Shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Baby Tausch, I ask you if you could have any type of meat at all. On a grill.
Al Capone sausages right now.
Well, think about it.
Al Capone sausages.
Think about it.
I wake up craving those.
Bone in ribeye.
Every single day of the week. Ryan Wood joins us next. Ryan Wood joins us from the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackerNews.com,
right,
and he also talks Packers with us Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4:48. And sometimes it just works out well. We get to talk to him on Friday after a Packer Thursday night preseason game. And a 26-13 loss. Ryan, appreciate the time, man. As always, Alan Lazard, the highest targeted receiver last night, along with Darius Shepherd. Two guys that did not get targets, MVS and seemingly Equanimeous St. Brown either.
Yeah, no, I mean, and those guys are on the team, so, you know, if they don't get targets, that's not a big deal. But the guy that, I mean, I think that Darius Shepherd and Alan Lazard is pulling ahead of his Jamon Moore. You know, he didn't really show up last night, and the other two did. So, still only halfway through the preseason. There's time left, but that's a very interesting race that's matriculating there at the receiver position. Darius Shepherd, second straight game, he's got a touchdown. 36-yard kickoff return. Basically said after the game, you'd have to put him on a stretcher for him to take a touchback or a fair catch at this point. He's returning everything if he's on the field. So, that's where he's in his mindset. He's gunning for a job. I think, you know, Trevor Davis has to be a little concerned at this point. That receiver battle is very interesting.
You're right, and I don't know what's going on, or maybe just the way it's fallen, but just these last two games, Scantling, you just feel like you haven't seen Equanimous, St. Brown. Those two guys have just been missing these last two games. I don't know the number of targets that they're getting, but I just feel like they're just not around.
I mean, I guess for me, I just don't put much stock into that, who's getting targeted and who's not, when it's not Aaron Rodgers on the field.
Okay, gotcha.
We all know that it's a different offense with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to target different people. It's not that big of a deal if it's not Aaron Rodgers throwing the football.
Okay.
You know, Ryan, when we talk about this Packers football team and certain guys on this team, just your thoughts quickly on Rashawn Gary, because that guy was – people were tweeting that he was quitting on plays last night, watching the football game, wondering where he was, first-round pick, all this other stuff. Do you have any concerns about Rashawn Gary? Because during training camp, everybody was loving them some Rashawn Gary.
I think it's too early to say concerns, but let's just say what it is, and that's the fact that Rashawn Gary is not flashing in two games in 11-on-11. Now, it's only two games, so it doesn't mean that he won't show up at some point. It doesn't mean that he can't show up. I mean, it's a small sample size, but he has not shown up. And what we see in practice is a guy who dominates one-on-ones, a guy who has all the athletic ability that you could ask for. It's really no different than when he was at Michigan. He physically, athletically, Rashawn Gary could impose his will against any Big Ten offensive lineman. I mean, it was a mismatch.
Right.
And 11-on-11s, you didn't see it. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely get where that's something to keep an eye on. It's a little too early for me to say it's concerning, but it's not as good as the alternative. You'd like to see him making plays, and he was playing well into the third quarter and didn't really make any plays last night.
Talking Packers football with Ryan Wood here as we do Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 4:48 on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Ryan, I want to ask you, I got a couple of conspiracy theorists in here, and I just want to just make sure we put this out there, because sometimes Steve and Gary, they amaze me when they come up with this stuff. But LaFleur said, quote, "It's not necessarily you will even see Aaron Rodgers in the preseason," close quote, by the way. He had a back injury, and that threw everything out of whack, no pun intended. And they just played bad because Aaron was not there. Some people say, "Why, if he got a back injury, why is he standing around?" So I think these guys think Aaron was faking last night and they just didn't want to play. I mean, what are you hearing?
I think that the amount of preseason snaps Aaron Rodgers takes, the right amount is however many to get this offense in the right place and get him in the right place with this offense come week one. If that number is zero and they come out and they stomp the Bears and they look good, then who cares? I mean, really, it doesn't matter if they look good week one. If they don't, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't week one and he hasn't played in the preseason, and you know, next week it's not going to be an easy call in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. I mean, that stadium up there, I think it's IG Stadium. That's on field turf, so mm-hmm. Not ideal. You know, if they don't look good week one, and he hasn't played preseason, that's not going to be a good look. It's not going to be a good optic. So that to me, it's hard to know right now whether. You know, I mean, it makes sense. Like, let's put this. I mean, if there was anything less than 100% healthy physically with Aaron Rodgers last night, it would make no sense to put him out. I think we can all agree there. But if it was more of a, I don't feel it tonight. I mean, Matt LaFleur said that his back, when I asked him after the game if he's worried about Rodgers missing any practice time, he said no and that his back was already feeling better. If that's the case and they don't look good week one, that's not going to look good.
Well, and I agree with you, but I don't know how you my thing is for next week. I don't know how you put him out on that field turf. I mean,
yeah.
that's concerning
it's
to me.
Really
I don't
not ideal.
No, I don't I was talking
that's
to you
against
guys
a team
about
like
it.
Oakland that's yeah. going to break the rules.
You know that and I just don't know how you do that. That's concerning to me.
You know, I would be concerned with Aaron Rodgers not having any preseason snaps too though. So I mean, that's where the And I get it. Believe me.
Well, can you play him at the last home game?
I'm on that turf, but sorry.
You can play him at the last home game, maybe.
Yeah, that just never happens, though. I mean, I hear you. That's just,
so you're saying he's got to go. He's got to go this Thursday then.
You would think. I mean, who's he going to be playing in the last home game? He's going to be playing the very bottom of the Kansas City Chiefs roster. I mean, it's going to be zero competition.
Right, guys fight for roster spots. So if he don't play this week, it's a wrap. So we're gonna break news right here today. He's out until Chicago.
Think so?
Yeah, he ain't playing no more, cuz. That's a wrap. He ain't playing.
That's great.
Nah.
It wouldn't shock me at this point. I was
he ain't playing.
It wouldn't shock me. It's just look, if he doesn't play in the preseason, and I don't have any reporting one way or the other. I don't know.
We just speculate.
I don't know if he is or isn't, but if he doesn't, and they look bad week one against Chicago, let's be real. If the Pack, if any new offense, not just the Pack, if any new offense could pick the one game, the one matchup in the entire NFL that they don't want for their very first game week one, it would be at Chicago Soldier Field. That would be it.
Hey, you know,
but how do you explain if he does practice and play and they still look bad? Bad is bad.
Well, you explain it by they look bad. I mean, there's no excuses. This is professional football. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it'd be the most surprising thing in the world that a new, brand new offense that, you know, not just week one, but the first couple weeks, first few weeks of the season, they're going to be finding their groove. It's not like they're going to come in and it's going to be 2011 right off the bat. You know, it's going to take some time for this offense to gel. So, either way, it's going to be a difficult challenge.
More importantly, Gary, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't play in the preseason, it's Aaron Rodgers 1, Matt LaFleur 0 after preseason, looking at the scoreboard of who's winning this competition.
That's a problem. Hey, Ryan, Steve got some shirts for sale. You want to buy some? Him and Billy? Steve, want to tell me shirts you got?
Rodgers Revenge Tour shirts, baby. They're available. They are available. Me and Baby Tosh leading the Rodgers Revenge Tour fan club. And apparently Chris Carter's on board, and if you didn't hear, he's got him, you know, competing for an MVP and possibly winning the Super Bowl this year.
You're speechless. Right.
Yeah, you don't even know how to react to that. But go ahead, Ryan.
It's such a wide variance. I have no idea what to expect out of this Packers season. Like, this is my sixth season on the beat. And every other year going about this time, I'm like, you know, this makes sense. I mean, we've had some surprises the last couple of years because of injuries with the Packers, right? But every year it's like, this kind of makes sense. I have no clue. I have no clue what this season is going to be. They could be really bad. You look at the fact that the first six games are against really solid to good defenses, each one of them. And I know that there's a lot of home games early, but they're going to need them because when you're not just Chicago and Minnesota, but you're going against Philly, you're going against Denver, you're going against Dallas, a good defense, Detroit's a good defense, and they got better with Mike Daniels. And the first six games are all against good defenses. That's not ideal. You prefer a few cupcakes, not that they're in the NFL, but you like the Raiders a little earlier. You know, you don't want to go six really good defenses right off the bat, and that's what they're going to do. So it could be bad, or Aaron Rodgers could go on his revenge tour, and they can go 12-4. You know, I don't know. There's such a wide variance. It's going to be a really fascinating season because as far as pronostications go, I'm pretty much at a loss.
Yeah, you don't have to pronosticate right now, though, but yeah.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show. Ryan, on the defensive side of the football, Darnell Savage got some good work yesterday. One nice play. Jair Alexander can't come up with an interception on the outside. But what did you see out of the first teamers, especially on the defense last night?
I thought it was okay. I thought it was better than probably it looked. I mean, look, I have to go back and watch the tape, but I'm pretty sure that the first series, they were exclusively in base, which you could probably count on your 10 fingers, the number of series, maybe even on one hand, the number of series this year, they'll be exclusively in base. So it was really vanilla from a schematic standpoint. They did go a little bit with that three outside linebacker look in the second drive where they went in dime. And I think that's going to be a look that you're going to see a ton this fall. I think that's their plan anyway, is just, see the Smiths with Rashawn Gary on the field together. It was okay. You liked them to do a little bit better, but I think the first drive they had a chance to hold them without any points, and
you know, that's that Jair Alexander kind of drop. It was a tough play, but it's a play that a guy with that much talent should be making. So, you know, I thought there was room to grow on that.
How about Matt LaFleur saying they're going to ramp up tackling this week in practice?
They need to. I thought the starters were okay. I only counted four missed tackles. One of them, the Darius Smith sack, mm-hmm. Or missed sack on Lamar Jackson, which, look, Lamar Jackson's making pretty much any defensive lineman miss in that situation.
No doubt.
He's a freak. So I thought the starters were okay on missed tackles, considering it's the first time. That's not an issue. But behind them, it's a big issue. It's a huge issue, the missed tackles. Ty Summers had a rough night. He missed several tackles, and he was frustrated. But it wasn't just him. I mean, they've, you know, Matt LaFleur was also frustrated. He was frustrated with the lack of his of sound tackling. And I think the biggest issue is that if you do it in the opener, that's one thing. You haven't tackled in a while, but this was game two now, and there was just not that improvement in the backups that you'd like to see. So they got to figure that out.
Appreciated the time, Ryan. We'll talk Monday, 4:48, as we always do, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Talk Packers football with you.
All right, take care.
That's Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and right here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. This out from Brad Biggs covering the Chicago Bears. Guys that are not expected to start tonight for the Chicago Bears. Let's see if this sounds familiar. Mitchell Trubisky, Allen Robinson, Anthony Miller, Taylor Gabriel, Tariq Cohen, David Montgomery, Cody Whitehair, James Daniels, Bobby Massey, Charles Leno, Kyle Long, Trey Burton, Adam Shaheen, and Robert Patterson. Those are all their starters.
Yeah. Makes also good sense when you're returning to an offense that you know already and have played in. Agent Wojnarowski tweeting out, the Bucs are signing free agent guard Jalen Adams to compete in training camp. This
your
is
boy.
A guard from St. Bonaventure, played for the Hawks at a two-way deal. 6'2 cat that can score the basketball. So we'll see how he looks.
That's your boy, Jalen Adams. How about it?
6'2 like cat.
5:30, it's the On Deck Show. Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin On Deck Show. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, getting you ready for Washington Nationals and the Milwaukee Brewers. We bridge the gap with Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.